According to the Elkhart Truth newspaper, the line outside the high school where President Obama is holding a town hall meeting today was longer than a football field. People waited for hours in pre-dawn frigid temperatures. The president chose Elkhart to sell his stimulus plan because it's one of the cities that has suffered the most in this recession. Officially, Elkhart's unemployment rate is 17%. A year ago, it was around 5%. Joining us now from Elkhart, Indiana, is Greg Halling. He's managing editor of the Elkhart Truth. So 17% unemployment rate. Tell us more about how the economy has affected Elkhart.
What you see is in Elkhart is just everywhere you look, people who have held jobs, who've been able to take care of their families, basically their entire lives for the first time, being forced to go to food pantries just to make sure that they can make ends meet.
So with a 17% unemployment rate in Elkhart, mm-hmm. people must be pretty desperate. How much faith and how much hope are they pinning on this stimulus package?
Quite a bit. They know nothing's going to happen. Unless Washington can help some way. That's why they want to hear the president come here and talk about people like them. And I guess I want to make it clear that nobody really wants a handout here. That's not what this is about. Nobody wants the president to come in and somehow bail out Elkhart. What we want is a chance to get back to work.
So what is the big industry there? I've read that RVs are a big industry.
This place is commonly referred to as the RV capital of the world, and they build RVs, they build trailers, they build auto parts here. Basically, this is a place that makes stuff, and we can make virtually anything. And if this economy does shift to a green economy, if we start developing green energy sources, we can make the parts necessary to make that happen.
So if you have a 60,000 population there and 16,000 people are out of work, that's nearly a third.
Mm-hmm. The county is bigger than 60,000, of course. I mean, the county is something about on the order of, actually, it's close to 200,000, but it's still sizable.
Okay.
And this, I mean, generations of people who have worked in these families now find themselves out of work. And there is still hope here. This is a community of fighters. These are people who want to take care of themselves and want to take care of their families. And there's a little town, Middlebury, just east of Elkhart, and there have been massive layoffs there as well. These RV factories, these trailer factories are scattered throughout the county. And in Middlebury, what's happening is when people are late getting their unemployment checks, they go to the food pantry to pick up some help. When their checks arrive, they return and they help restock the food pantries. I think that pretty much sums up the kind of community this is.
Greg Halling is the managing editor of the Elkhart Truth in Indiana. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Madeline.